Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the.
Get these mics set a little better. I'll be in good shape today. We set. Holy, let's see if I can. Am I? Does it sound echoing to anybody else? John, you getting some echo in there from me, or what's the story here? Okay, we'll get this. We'll get it set. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take.
how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Before we get into our intriguing content today, though, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, repeat offender Taylor Wilson is in the house. Welcome.
Ron, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me. First, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. This number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Some of you may have noticed that we were did a pre-recorded broadcast yesterday. There was so much to celebrate yesterday. You know, I just had to go out and indulge. National Apple Dumpling Day, National Monte Cristo Day, Food Hangover Day. Oh, no, that's a different hangover that we're talking about there, not the food hangover. But we are watching all of them. Today, though, Air Force's birthday. Thank you to all those men and women serving in the United States Air Force. It is the birthday of the Air Force today. And just in their honor, how about a cheeseburger for them? Because it is National Cheeseburger Day as well. Having beaten anorexia, whenever it comes to food, I am there. Don't worry about it. I will find the cheese. Might have to go to Slater's 5050 here in Anaheim Hills today and see what they're doing for National Cheeseburger Day. I think that we'll be watching that one. Although I did see this morning, I've got to find it. I think that it is buy one, get one at Bristol Farms today. I'm going to look and see if I can find that. Bristol, we like the grass-fed Wagyu beef. Now, I'm not sure. I might need to get a mortgage to go get a Wagyu beef burger, but buy one, get one free. I wonder what they charge for a pound of that at Bristol Farms. I think that we will probably understand what it says there. Yeah, it's probably painful. That's just my guess. Obviously, they are not a sponsor of the radio show. But we've had some of their folks on there here talking about their wine selections because we do enjoy a glass of wine every now and then and more often than that. So the markets today, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 73.71 as we speak, now 74.61. S&P 500 down 8, NASDAQ down 30, oil off 98 cents per barrel. What is going on with gas prices? They're up to 265.1. That's the national average. Add a little over a dollar to get the price here in Calizuela, 370.1 right here. We are a nickel a gallon higher than the oil-producing state of Hawaii. I just throw that out there. I'll go do some market research there later in the year. Mississippi, they're under the national average, $2.28.9. So think about getting your glass if you want. If you need gas, Mississippi is the place to go. Today we are on Fed Watch. We talk about that a little bit later in the Mortgage Minute. We'll talk about that one. The U.S. 10-year Treasury, though, down a little bit more, 1.75 right now. You're going to still get negative interest in Germany, negative 0.5%. Japan, you're going to get negative interest, 0.18. Of course, in Japan, they've been at negative interest for a long time. Yet here in the United States, we keep talking about the idea of how can we get our interest rates lower. That does not benefit anybody. So just keep in mind, lower interest rates, seniors get hurt. Everyone else gets hurt. We'll throw that out there just so you are aware of that. Let's take a look and see what's going on in the daily briefing. Hey, did you happen to catch it yesterday? Maybe you're not a news junkie like me. Did you watch any part of the Corey Lewandowski ongoing saga in front of the House Judiciary Committee? It's fascinating watching him take some of the Democrat politicians to school, where they keep trying over and over. This is the fourth time that he's appeared in person on his own, although this time they decided, even though he had agreed to show up,
that they still wanted to make sure, just to throw a little more salt in the wound, they were going to subpoena him in the last minute. But he did make some of those Congress people look like some real doofuses. It was amazing watching. And obviously, Jerry Nadler, obviously the chairman of the committee, unbelievable watching him getting schooled by Corey Lewandowski, who did not work in the Trump administration, telling them over and over again that it's amazing how we continue to look at President Trump for all of these issues and not look at President Obama, who was the president when all of this was going on and who was supposed to be protecting our system, yet did not do it. I wonder if they're going to call him back again. They got about as much information out of him, or they got the same information out of him as they got out of Robert Mueller. Yeah, that was nothing. They got the same information out of him as they got out of Jim Comey. Nothing. Although at least Lewandowski supposedly is consistent with his story, not lying about what's going on. You get that from Comey. Moving right along in the briefing. What else are we going on? Are you in the local market here? I don't know if you're in Southern California. One of the nice things about being in Orange County and not being in Los Angeles County, have you ever been in a neighborhood? Taylor, have you ever been in a neighborhood when a president has come through?
Yeah, actually right here when was it Clinton?
Clinton came through?
Yeah, when they went over at the Nixon Library.
Okay, so he was a sitting president at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing how the gridlock that's caused in the area?
Right down the 91 there.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. So thank goodness we were not in Los Angeles.
Last night.
Holy cow. When a president goes through, I was in San Francisco a couple of times. I've been in New York when the president's been there. Total gridlock. It is not a pleasant place to be. Although I can understand taking $15 million out of the state in donations in a 48-hour period, I can understand why he came through here so quickly. Moving right along in the briefing, more on the New York slimes. Yes, there's still more fallout from the Kavanaugh bombshell. Amazing how they continue to keep giving lies out there, and people keep reading the New York slimes. Wonder how long it's going to take for that one to get righted, that ship. We need good newspapers. I like the idea of reading some of the good newspapers. New York Slimes used to have a great reputation. Hopefully it'll become the Times once again. United Auto Workers still out on strike. I think it'll be over by the weekend. 49,000 auto workers going on strike. See what happens there. It's not going to do them any good if they move that business to Mexico. So we'll continue watching that one. I did notice this morning the president called for tightened sanctions on Iran, a different way of attacking. No military use there. Moving right along. Hey, you know something? I did realize now why Beto O'Rourke does not want the AK-47s and AR-15s. He wants these strong background checks. He wouldn't pass one. He's got a criminal record. it's amazing watching some of these things, how they continue to come back and bite people in the rear end. Let's see what else we can find in the daily briefing. Fed day today, 11 o'clock our time, the Federal Reserve will be announcing whether they're going to reduce interest rates. Might be a challenge right there. Fed officials had to inject $75 billion of cash into the market this morning. Not first time they've done that in about a decade. We'll watch that one for you. Iran sent a note to the U.S. denying it had a role in attacks on Saudi Arabia oil facilities. Does anybody believe that one? We'll find out if that's a newie. You know, and again, having beaten anorexia, I saw some items in the news today, and I wish I could show you the pictures of all of these things. You can Google them. But I'm looking at a new product that Kentucky Fried Chicken is rolling out. I don't know if you saw this one, Taylor. You might be able to see the picture right here.
Oh, yeah.
A donut sandwich. Fried chicken in the middle of two glazed donuts. They're trying that in Pennsylvania. We might have to catch a plane to Pennsylvania to check that out.
Let's do it.
Pizza Hut, they've got a new product. They look like Cheez-Its. Stuff them with cheese. Does that look like a good one too? And my favorite, this is an interesting one. I don't know if this is my favorite, but how about think about this one? We'll give you word of vision on this one, okay? Think about a roll-on deodorant stick that's filled with avocado. Avocado on a stick. You can spread it right on your sandwich for those that don't want to get the knife dirty. Just a thought right there. It's another one of those, call it an unnecessary inventions. But avocado on a stick. I don't want to know if anybody's going to be, you know, eating it right out of the tube, but got the roll on the bottom, the whole nine yards. Can you imagine that? Funny stuff. Yeah, we just throw a few of those out there for you. You know something? Yeah, I guess we did get the celebration of the day. So we're going to tell you right here, right now, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk to Taylor Wilson about home insurance. Southern California is getting to be a little bit of a challenge. You thought you could just go out and pay the bill. Might not be quite that easy. What buyers need to know about homeowners associations. We'll chat about that one today as well. And how to bypass, what is a single premium immediate annuity? That's a fascinating one because sometimes we need to use a single premium immediate annuity in order to get somebody to qualify for a new home. How in the world would you qualify for a new home by going and buying an annuity? So we'll talk to you about that one as well, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay, it'll be available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime.
at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will talk about what makes sense for you, and I'll put you in touch with the proper people at the team. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 67 points on Fed Watch. The NASDAQ down 32 points. S&P 500 down 8 points. U.S. 10-year Treasury, that's down, the yield down to 1.753. Not good news for our seniors who are living on the fixed income. Mortgage-backed securities, they're up 25 basis points on the bond price, which means interest rates are down again today. As I've shared with you many, many times, it's very important that you get in place to refinance your property. Right now, I'm telling you, the interest rates are going to go back down to where they were or even lower. So we are promoting the idea of keep be ready. As soon as we give you the go-ahead, I've probably got a dozen people right now sitting there where their documents are in, their applications are prepared. All we have to do is say go, and they're ready for it. But let's take a look at what's going on in the marketplace. Stocks down, mortgage bonds higher so far this morning. Fed day, Fed statement due for about 11 o'clock California time. The Jay Powell press conference to follow at 11:30. Fed expected to cut rates by a quarter. No big deal right there. But what we're really watching for is what are the comments that he's going to make? Is he going to talk about inflation? If he talks about inflation, that is not good for the bonds. So we'll see interest rates take a hike. Bonds will drop. Rates will go up. That's the way that one will work. If the Fed says that the inflation is tame, we might see some continuation of the bond increase, yield decrease. Fed days, they can be tricky, so we're going to be watching that. We did get some great housing news, though. Following the best builder confidence reading of the year yesterday, housing starts were reported up 12.3% in August, and July was revised higher as well. So when you put the revisions and the new starts together, up about 14.5%, 12-year high for housing starts, tempering a bit of the optimism in the breakdown of the multifamily starts versus single family starts. Large portion of the gain was in multifamily. Single family was still up a nice 4.4%. Permits, which are a good forward-looking indicator, also showed strength. Why is the market down then today? Well, FedEx came out with their earnings, and they said that their worldwide numbers are down. Not good news at FedEx. So talking about the economy and the rest of the world, FedEx's stock, well, last time I looked, was down about 25% this morning. Average 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, increased from 3.82 to 4.01 week over week. Still about 0.7% lower than this time last year. Freddie Mac's numbers will come out tomorrow. That is the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. We like to chat all the time, giving you information, what's happening most in the market. Taylor Wilson is an insurance guru, so we're going to talk to Taylor about that. NFP Insurance?
Yes, sir.
Got to keep the name straight, right? We got to make sure we get the branding in there for you. Just call Taylor Wilson. It's easier. Just talk to him directly. Right? So a nice tame year in the insurance market in Orange County?
No. far from that. Right,
so tell us what's going on.
Well, it's just, the last couple of years of the wildfires have definitely hurt us in trying to find clients, insurance policies for, new purchases in certain areas, which is, it's tough,
It's fascinating to me because insurance companies are so big and they've got so much data and they work on numbers, right? I mean, it's all actuary tables and probabilities and whatnot. And I've had some of the fire folks, in fact, at the real estate caravan that we facilitate here in Anaheim Hills, we had the emergency management team, the lieutenant in charge of the evacuations for Anaheim Hills. And they have a really good idea of exactly where fires are going to go. They don't know where they're going to start, right? You can't know if there's going to be a house fire or an electrical fire. But I don't think that's what the insurance companies are as concerned about. They're concerned about the big wildfires that
take thousands of houses, right?
So it's all about the brush,
right?
Where it's located. You know, a while back, you know, it's earthquake. You know, where you're
right.
Earthquake zone. That's not even an issue anymore. It's strictly where, you know, they are in a brush zone. And if they're in a brush zone, you know, the normal admitted carriers aren't going to ride them.
What does that mean, an admitted carrier?
Admitted carriers that the companies have to comply with the Department of Insurance. So
okay.
Like the State Farms, you know, the Allstates, Travelers, Safeco, you know, those are all admitted carriers.
Okay.
So when admitted carriers, those can't write, then we have to go to non-admitted carriers, which is like a Lloyd's of London, you know, that type of deal. And we're even getting turned down from Lloyd's of London right now.
They'll seem like they'll underwrite anything.
You know,
right? What's the probability of the Angels winning a World Series? Right, they'll take that bet.
Exactly, and they will in certain things. But with the housing market and the homeowners insurance, it's a whole different ballgame right now. Like I mentioned to you earlier, you know, I've talked to many people in the industry, and I talked to one of my underwriters from one of my wholesalers, and she says she hasn't seen it this bad in 45 years.
45 years.
45 years.
So is there, I want to talk to you later. We'll talk about what the solutions are, what the hope is. But, you know, you look at it and you say, okay, we know that in the Anaheim Hills area and Orange Park Acres, I talked to the fire chief and they said they kind of know the pattern that the atmosphere takes or whatever the things are that causes the direction of the wind and the fires and whatnot. And if a property is outside that range, it's still affected though, right?
Yes.
So what do? They just say, okay, we're going to take the whole zip code or the whole county?
Well, it's mostly, yeah, a lot of it is zip code. And right now it's, you know, there are some pockets where you, you know, we'll get a risk that comes in and there are, you know, like, oh, it's not going to happen. And then, you know, we'll find someone to do it.
Right.
You know, so there are certain pockets and certain areas that, you know, are writable that, you know, that will do it. But it just seems like everything that's come across my plate lately has been, you know, it's been brush. Everything, you know, has been brush.
Now, I had an interesting scenario I want to throw at you. And I mean, you've probably heard of it, may not have experienced. I have a client that we've talked to and we've helped finance his house. And he's on desert or sage brush lane.
Yeah.
And just because of the name, sage brush lane, the insurance wanted to double check. Right, I mean,
double check and then double the premium or quadruple the premium.
Yeah, is that crazy?
Oh yeah.
So when you're on sage brush lane, that'll change the premium.
I don't know about, you know, that. Depending, I mean, they probably should charge them more for having Sagebrush Lane as an address, but I don't know where that is, you know, Sagebrush Lane, you know, but it's something that you know, they'll definitely take a look at.
So just because of the street name. So we need to get those builders out there to put on there that this is Water Ridge or something.
Ocean Boulevard.
Ocean Boulevard, even though you're in the middle of Riverside. Right? I mean, you look at some of these things and you say, okay, well, you know, it sounded good at the time that there was a attractive marketing for that property saying, you know, something, we're not in an urban neighborhood. You're getting a little bit more of a rural feel. But who would know that down the road that might cause a problem?
No, you don't.
Right? I mean, it's... Well, I guess if it hasn't happened in 45 years, how would somebody understand that today?
Exactly.
We're going to talk more with Taylor Wilson about this when we come back. Insuring the uninsurable. So if you want to buy a house and you can't get insurance, what do you do? We'll talk to Taylor about that. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also, we're going to get into a little bit what buyers need to know about HOAs. What is single premium immediate annuity? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property, what the market thinks about your property. It's all free. It's all in the Home Digest. All you need to do is register for it and take a look at the update every month. It'll come to you totally free. Again, SLT, no spaces, SLT Home Digest to 79564. What buyers need to know about HOAs when searching for a home: you may end up selecting a property in a community with a homeowners association, HOA. Before you buy, it's important to know how an HOA works and what they mean for you. According to a recent article on Realtor.com, in a nutshell, an HOA helps ensure that your community looks its best and functions smoothly. The number of Americans living in homes with HOAs is on the rise, growing from a mere 1% in 1970. This is a staggering number. 1% in 1970. Take a wild guess what it is today. Give me a wild guess. 25% today, according to the Foundation for Community Association Research. 25%. HOA is governed by a board nominated by those living in the neighborhood. It is designed to make sure the residents have a support structure to maintain the value of the community while abiding by a set of guidelines called Common Restrictive Covenants, CCNRs. Means that the retirees that are in the neighborhood get to tell you what to do. Just throwing that out there. Quote, simply put, CCNRs are just the rules you'll have to follow if you live in that community. Unlike zoning regulations, which are government-imposed regulations on how land can be used, restrictive covenants are established by HOAs to maintain the attractiveness. Isn't that subjective, attractive? What might be attractive to me is not attractive to you. Just throw that out there again. And the value of the property. Sometimes the HOAs do what's detrimental to the value of the property, like getting the associations approved for FHA loans, right? I mean, helping more people get into the community. They want to keep it elite. Important for homeowners to understand that each HOA is a little different, and they usually have monthly or quarterly fees, some both, required for homeowners. These fees can vary based on property size, number of residents, amenities, and more. There may be additional fees charged to homeowners if the reserve fund for the HOA cannot cover a major or unexpected cost, like severe storm damage. The fees, however, also help maintain common areas such as swimming pools, tennis courts, elevators for the high-rise buildings, and regular wear and tear. Although they are an added cost to the homeowner, an HOA can be a major benefit when it comes to maintaining the value of your neighborhood and property. Same article continues to say, quote, after your offer to buy a home is accepted, you are legally entitled to receive and review the community CCNRs over a certain number of days, typically between 3 and 10. If you spot anything in the restrictive covenants absolutely can't live with, you can bring it up with the HOA board or just back out of your contract completely and keep your deposit. Most lenders will factor your HOA fees into your loan package, ensuring the amount of the loan is appropriate for what you can truly afford. There are some great benefits to having an HOA oversee your neighborhood, and it's important to understand what fees, structures, and regulations will come into play if there is an HOA where you'd like to live. What you're looking at, when you're looking at a potential property to buy, you want to make sure that you chat about the HOA fees and know what you're paying for. There's a couple of HOAs that we chat with, and the lending team will actually work with, and they cover the property insurance. Some of them will do everything. Some just do the exterior walls. So you really need to know what insurance you need, what they're covering. Some of them are taking care of tennis courts, golf courses, pools, workout rooms, a lot of different things in there. So just be educated. That's the whole idea right there. Be educated. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And if you're in that dream home, SLT Home Digest. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out what the marketplace and the county recorder know about your property. Chatting this morning, Taylor Wilson is in the house, NFP Insurance. Chatting about insuring wildfires. We just talked a little bit about HOAs and insurance there. So, Taylor, is there a difference in trying the availability of insurance when you're in an HOA?
It depends. Are you talking about for the master policy?
No, for a buyer, for someone, a homeowner.
No.
So if I live in an HOA and they've got they call it walls out, being that all I need is walls in.
Yep.
Right, if they've got all of that, am I going to have a problem getting walls in coverage?
No, not really. I mean, they're more lenient, like on renter's policies,
okay,
and, you know, condos. So, you know, if the master policy, you know, is covered, then, like you said, you know, if they can get insurance on that, at least there's the master policies covered, then you got the walls in. So I've just found, like you said, like I just mentioned, on renter's policies and then with condos, so they're a little bit more lenient on, you know, trying to find coverage on that. But it's a lot right now. It's a lot of purchase.
So when you're buying a single family residence, and you had mentioned that the underwriter you knew 45 years hasn't seen it this challenging to get insurance, does it matter if you've been with your carrier for an extended period?
No. In fact, the one I mentioned to you earlier in Shady Canyon that I was looking at, the gentleman that was going to purchase the home had been with Chubb for 20 years.
Wow. That's not in. So anytime you're dealing with Chubb, that's not a cheap policy.
Exactly.
That's dealing with a lot of coverage for a lot of property.
So he had, you know, his all his insurance, home, auto, umbrella, everything with Chubb, went to purchase his new home in Shady Canyon, and they wouldn't offer him coverage.
Wow. So what do you do in a case like that?
Well, that's when we have to go to Lloyd's of London, and we have to go to, I mean, we have to blanket the whole market. I have to probably send out 10 submissions to different right now. It's like you're throwing it up to the wall and see if, you know, who's
see what sticks.
See what sticks.
Wow.
And that's mainly what it's going to. And like we mentioned talking, you know, earlier about Mercury and, you know, some of these carriers that you would think wouldn't write some homes, and then you throw it out there, and next thing you know, they'll do it. So you just got to be a little bit more proactive. It's taking a lot longer right now.
So don't wait till the last minute.
No. Well, in real estate, you know, you always tell them don't wait the last minute, but it's always last minute. Friday
right.
at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know.
Exactly.
And they need insurance. So I always try to tell the realtors, if you can right now, be proactive and trying to find, especially if you know that the home is somewhat in a brush area.
Sure.
You know,
or a fire area. I mean,
fire area, brush area.
You've had to evacuate recently.
Yeah.
Make sure you're watching what's going on.
So a lot of these people think they have coverage, or my insurance company will do it. And then you mentioned, you know, 3 days before you go to close escrow, and then all of a sudden they can't do it.
Right.
So we're just trying to be proactive and trying to give us a little bit more time, because usually on stuff that I can get done in a day or two, now it's taken 5-7, week plus just to get stuff back. Because a lot of the wholesale carriers, the non-admitted side, like with the Lloyd's in London, they've had on average about 50 submissions a week, you know, in normal times.
Sure.
1 week they had 1,200 submissions.
And that goes back to the same thing that you're saying. So you're throwing it, instead of you going and saying, okay, I know that this is a Chubb or this is an Allstate or this is a whomever, you're saying, well, being that I don't know, I'm going to send it out to 10 people,
you have to.
And they're going to get one out of those 10 might come back and approve it, but 10 people still did the work to go look at that.
Exactly.
Right. So there's a lot going into it. So they're getting overwhelmed with work that may or may not even, if you get 5 of them to come back and approve you, well, then there's still going to be only one policy issued.
Yeah, and you know, I'm even, you know, when you mentioned 10 carriers, I mean, I'll be lucky right now. If I submit 10, I'll lucky back get one back that'll approve it.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's how dire it is right now. And
so what's causing all this? I mean, I know we've had a lot of wildfires.
The last 2 years of the wildfires, there's been billions and billions of dollars paid out, you know, and a lot of these companies had, you know, concentrations of a lot of homes in certain areas that burned.
Right.
So you went, you know, what was it, 2017? Then we had 2018, so two pretty. But I think last year was the bigger fire. I think more losses than 17.
One up in Northern California.
Yeah. So now we're looking at 2019, and if you drive out to Palm Springs or you just drive anywhere in Southern California, it's green.
Right.
Well, it's right now at the time it's starting to get dry out. Things are starting to die off, and the vegetation's not managed, and we're gonna get the good old Santa Ana winds coming.
Sure.
And and you know what happens when that, you know.
Yeah, once we get the Santa Ana winds, it's all fair game. And now I just saw the other day, I was watching something you don't usually see in California as much. I saw that we were looking at dry electrical storms, right, which is basically from the hurricanes down on the west coast of Mexico. They were talking about some hurricanes and dry. You see that out in the Great Plains, but you don't generally see that in Southern California. You start getting dry vegetation. Well, there you got a problem.
Yeah.
And insurance, you know, no matter what anybody says, and I have to say this to Taylor, he's in that industry anyway, but the bottom line is the insurance companies are not in the business of paying out claims, right? Their whole business is to collect premiums, assume your risk. It's your risk, not theirs, right? And as a lender, the lenders say, you know, something, we don't trust that you've got the money to go and rebuild that property, right? So we want to have an insurance company that's taking on some of that risk. Right, that's the bottom line to it.
Yeah, and you know, when you know some of our normal, you know, the admitted carriers can't write, and they'll go to the California Fair Plan.
What is that?
California Fair Plan is a government program that, you know, offers coverage that when other companies can't do it. But the problem is their limit on a replacement cost is only up to 1.5. And if you really think about it, here in Southern California, 1.5. Now, we're not talking, you know, the total price of a home, like if you go to buy it. This is just the replacement cost. You know,
so you're not counting the dirt or the land value. No, you're just talking about the structure.
Yeah, so 1.5 these days is not a lot.
Right.
For me to rebuild a home that's, you know, 4,000 square feet.
Sure, on the bigger ones. Sure.
So, the, you know, when you're looking.
But this applies to the general home that's a $800,000
exactly.
home in Anaheim that, or in Orange County, which are median price, $800,000.
Yep.
That's their plan, though. I'm sure they probably, being that it's a government plan, probably charge a little extra for it.
You know, they're not that bad.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because you said you're capped out at 1.5, you know, on what you're doing. So, you know, it's not like the premiums are, you know, outrageous, but, you know, they're right now it is what it is. You get a fair plan policy, you can do it and do a wraparound, you know, with, you know, one of my other carriers that'll cover, you know, the other, the personal property and, you know, on top.
Oh, so that doesn't cover personal property either.
Well, the fair plan does, you know, they have, it's kind of a bare bones policy, but we do a wraparound policy to pick up where the fair plan drops off.
We're going to have to explain that in further depth because that's, we're going to do that. We'll talk to Taylor about that in the next segment. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're going to also chat about a single premium immediate annuity. What is it and how do you use that for your benefit? We'll talk about that as well. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer, Jeff Sipes and the team at Blue Water Credit, they've got the solutions for you. What is a single premium immediate annuity? Whether you are a seasoned investor just getting your feet wet, there's a good chance that you've heard of an annuity. This financial product doles out regular payments for a set period of time. Purchasers who invest in a lump sum up front. However, there are many different types of annuities. A single premium immediate annuity takes your funds and turns them into guaranteed payments. Here's the issue and why you would use one. They don't always get you the greatest deal on the product. But remember, I've shared with you many, many times, there's a right product for everything. And it's a matter of not knowing, just not saying that anything or putting a blanket statement. I listened to a very successful investor on one of the business channels. Actually, I think he advertises on most of the business channels. And he's constantly talking about the idea that he would never, ever do an annuity. They've got high fees and whatnot. And you know, he's probably right. They do have higher fees. But that doesn't answer the whole issue. Sometimes you're using an annuity because you want to buy a house and you don't have income. So you use a single premium immediate annuity. As long as you've got 3 years worth of income coming from that annuity, that income counts as revenue or income for you to purchase a new house. So you couldn't buy a house, but now you go and you get that annuity and you can buy the house. Is that a bad thing? It might cost you a little money to get that annuity. There are some that have very, very minimal amounts of load fees. So you just have to find the right one that's best for you, best for your family, that meets your needs. Just throwing that out there for you. Use the right product for the right purpose, and you'll find that you get benefits for it. The reason they came up with these products is because the market had a need. When the market has a need, they go out and they find a product to solve the problem. In most instances, we're talking to Taylor Wilson this morning. Might be a little challenge in that area in the insurance world, but they'll come up with the answer. I guarantee it. That's Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Jeff Sipes and the Blue Water Credit team, they help out all the time. We are chatting Taylor Wilson this morning, NFP Insurance, talking about insurance. We got into talking about the California FAIR Plan. And as a simple person, I just call it the insurer of last resort. Right? We've had to go there in some instances for people up in the mountains some at various times. And I'm not in insurance. I don't know everything there is to know about insurance. But there's been times where we've had to go up to the FAIR Plan and deal with that for clients in Big Bear and Arrowhead. All good. You just have to use the right program for the right product. That's why you have to have the right people, right? And that's why we're talking this morning to Taylor Wilson about this. So we talk about the California FAIR Plan. Then, Taylor, you started talking about you threw a curveball at us, a wraparound. I mean, I've heard about that in home purchases back in the 80s. They had a wraparound contract. But what's wraparound in insurance?
So mainly the FAIR Plan covers only fire and vandalism for, you know, their policy.
Okay.
So that means bare bones. So, I mean, it's the structure and, you know, fire and vandalism, that's it. So then you write, so obviously there's more to a homeowner's insurance policy than just fire and vandalism.
Sure.
So then we write a wraparound policy, and like some of my carriers, Travelers, Safeco will offer those, and then Lloyd's will do it. But that will cover for, you know, the liability, theft, water damage, and any other stuff that's covered in a homeowner's policy. So like, for instance, say Travelers will do the wraparound. It's a homeowner's policy, but they just pick up where the FAIR Plan leaves off.
Sure.
Mainly. Is mainly what that is, because the FAIR Plan's bare bones.
Okay.
I mean, it'll cover, you know, if the house burns down, they'll rebuild it. But there's a lot of other things, your personal property, you know, your liability. Like I said, FAIR Plan doesn't do liability. So you got to get liability on the property. So there's technically, you'd have two policies.
Okay.
You know, your FAIR Plan and your wraparound to make sure, and it pretty much acts as one. They, you know, work together.
Now, if I call the state as a consumer, and I just say to the state that, or whoever it is, I want to get this FAIR Plan, are they going to give me that kind of guidance about the wraparound?
Well, that's what, I don't know if you can go direct to the Fair Plan.
Okay, so you have to go through an insurance broker for that as well.
Or, you know, you might be able to go online, but they might be able to, you know, they'll probably send you to a broker or they might go direct. I've just worked with them just, you know, with through, you know, my company and, you know, going direct through them. So
Then you're the one that obviously, and that's kind of what I was getting to, is the idea of professional guidance.
Yes.
You're able to find a solution that, you know, may not be easily identifiable.
Yes.
But because of your experience, you're able to say, okay, we'll go to the state and get this bare bones policy, and then we'll go to whomever and we'll take care of the contents and the water damage if there is any, mm-hmm. or because I would assume that you've got more, there's more likelihood, even though we see these major catastrophes, and that's what makes the news. You have more likelihood of having a water damage than you're gonna, your house burning down.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
The water claims have been up substantially in the last, you know, 5-8 years. You know, and we haven't had a lot of rain, you know, past, you know, 6-7 years ago, and that's when all the claims were happening, but there was no rain. It's all inside the walls, it's the pipes. It's whether it's a new home, old home, there's water damage.
And I'm, you know, again, I'm not a handy person. I've told this many, many times that, you know, I don't even know what end of a screwdriver to use. But the concept when we went into this idea at one point in time of going to water rationing and you can only use your water on certain days, right? To me, it seemed, okay, well, the pipes are going to, you know, have less pressure on them on the off days and they're going to get more pressure on the on days. That should cause a leak.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
Yeah.
So then we get these leaks and say, well, I wonder why that happened, right? And again, I know nothing at all about being handy, right?
Yep.
It just seems logical. Of course, then again, when you deal with government, you can't talk logic.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we'll get into that, right?
Yeah, we're not going to get into that. So when you're talking about some of these different options, are they related at all to deductibles?
I mean, you can have, you know, yes. I actually found this out last night. So some of these carriers are going to maybe start opening their guidelines to maybe write some more business, but they're going to be putting what they call wildfire deductible on it. So you have your normal, so you normally write a homeowner's policy, you have your $1,000, $2,500 deductible.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, in the past, they put on water deductibles. So if someone's had multiple losses of water loss,
sure,
someone will write them, but then they'll put a $10,000 or a $20,000 water deductible. Now they're going to start doing that with the home. So you're going to have your normal deductible at $1,000, $2,500. And then they're going to start putting a surcharge or a charge for a deductible, wildfire deductible, might put it at $10,000 or $20,000. So if you have a wildfire burns your house down, it's not going to be your $1,000 deductible anymore. It's going to be your $10,000 or $20,000 deductible before you're going to pay before they repair your home.
Wow.
So that's another thing that's starting to come up because I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, because a lot of these companies we wrote last year in 2018 and they're non-renewing in 2019 after 1 year. I'm like, why not just increase the premium? Maybe increase it 20-30% instead of non-renewing or
sure.
canceling them. And that's what's going on. So then we're having to, you know, someone that's had a homeowner's insurance policy for a year get non-renewed, and now we can't find anything for them. Or their premium goes from $1,500 to like $6,000.
Wow.
So
that's painful.
It's exactly. But
plan for it, though. That's the idea of why we're doing this on Ron Siegel Radio, is so you can plan for these different issues and understand it, knowing that it's out there. And then the next step to it, Taylor, I want to get to this. We only got about a minute left. But – you know, if you're in one of those areas that is in a wildfire area and had a wildfire, you were spared. Now the big thing that you've really got to make sure you're talking to your insurance professional about, call Taylor, is about flood insurance, right? Because the floods will come off of those wildfire areas.
Exactly.
And you get a mudslide, and now all of a sudden you're not covered for the flood.
Exactly.
Right?
So that's a big problem. That's going to be a big problem, especially if we don't have another fire. It's still, you know, we get the floods coming in. You know, we could be spared by the fire, but then, like you said, if we have a good rainy season, then, yeah, we're back at, you know, square one again.
So all the more reason that make sure it's so important when you – and I've been talking about this for 9 years, your household board of directors, right? And a great insurance person, They're part of it. If you're not getting a call, I do this. Rate your insurance person from a scale of 1 to 10. Can't use 7 because that's just a cop-out. Right? Rate them on a scale of 1 to 10. Can't use 7. If your insurance person is 8, 9, or 10, that's great. If they're not, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Taylor. He can help you and do an overview. Does it cost anything for someone to review your insurance?
Not at all.
Right? So just give me a call.
Free of charge.
Right? Just have it reviewed. See if you're in place for what you need. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Times that I tried.